Darath's disembodied self floated lazily through the colonnade room. Well, that's what he called it. It wasn't a room, not really. It was a stone field with marble columns rising into a black, starless sky. It didn't have any walls either, but the sound suffocating darkness extending in all directions made Darath feel as though he were enclosed in a chamber, and so he called it a room. Corporeal beings always interpret the metaphysical in physical terms. We cannot help but to do so. The line from Elegar's Treatise on Dimensional Sensory Input and the Nature of Reality automatically sprang to his mind. "Quiet, Elegar!" The words thundered throughout the chamber, making Darath wince. He hadn't spoken them, but thought and sound were interchangeable in this place. A person's inner monologue could ring forth as an unending stream of spectacular clamour, especially if that person didn't deliberately will the words to remain within the bounds of their own consciousness.